Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. We are talking about the book today, Treasure Chest of the Best Loved Poems. Its author is Dr. James Lockhart. Now, prepare to go on a journey, he says, of foot-stomping praise and worship, expressions of true romantic love, humor that tickles the funny bone, and some just plain old good reading when you just want to relax and enjoy a little time out. The purpose of A Treasure Chest is to inspire, motivate, provoke, entertain, and provide an enjoyable respite for a few golden moments. Now, I absolutely love that description that is given, and it really kind of puts you in a headspace of, oh, good, this is going to be something that's fun, like he says, and not only am I going to enjoy the poem, but it's going to allow me to think about some really great times that I have had as well as the reader. Now, I don't know about you, but over my lifetime, I have had some really, really great things happen, and it's so nice to be able to be a little nostalgic and think about those things. Well, the description goes on and reads like this. Drawing upon the wisdom of gospel passages, some of the poems include verses or excerpts from the Bible that reflect the theme of the given work. This is to encourage hearts and minds to rest on the Lord during and subsequent to the reading experience. Dr. James H. Lockhart, also known by colleagues, friends, and associates nationwide as Doc, or as Deke for Deacon, hope that you will be delighted and inspired by A Treasure Chest of the Best Loved Poems by J. H. Lockhart. Now, I know that poetry is sometimes one of the easiest reads simply because you can reflect on it, you can read one, put the book down, and then reflect on it, you know, kind of chew on it a little bit, roll it around in your head, if you will, and allow it to inspire you. Allow it to motivate you, like you said, to, you know, be your best for that day. Now, so many times we have books of fiction that do the same thing, don't get me wrong, but with poetry, it's kind of like when we're reading the daily meditation. It's just something for you to think about, something for you to be able to carry in your pocket almost. The great thing about a poem is that you can choose the line or two that you like the best, commit it to memory, if not the whole thing, and be able to share it with someone else, and it can become their words of encouragement as well. Now, what I really like about his book is that he's chosen to also include some Bible verses or some quotes of scripture, if you will, to help inspire you. As someone who is a person of faith, that's really important to be able to not only have a human touch of words of wisdom, but to also have a spiritual touch of words of wisdom as well. Now, for those of you who like to know the product details, let's get into the specifics. A really good read. It's not too long. It's not too short. It's not going to be one of those books that you're going to, you know, read in 2 minutes and be done. So that's really good. So it's 66 pages. The publisher is Authors Press. It is available in English. And, of course, on Amazon, you can find both the ISBN 10 and the ISBN 13 there for you. Now, I would suggest that you take down the ISBN 13 so that you have it and that you can give that to your local bookstore to make sure that you are purchasing the correct book. Now, if you're unfamiliar with an ISBN is like a social security number, if you will, the thumbprint of each book. Each book in the world is assigned a different number so that when you have that number, you know that you are ordering the correct book. Only this book has that number. Now, the shipping weight is 4 ounces, so that's really good. It is not a heavy book, so if you choose to travel with it, I know that in the metro areas, when you're off to catch the train or you're taking an Uber, you have, you know, stuff in your backpack that you want to take along with you. And with it being 4 ounces, it is definitely light enough to include in your travel bag or in your backpack. Now, I love the fact that I have been able to spend some time with Doc here. He was on Daily Spark with Dr. Angela. You know, that's my radio program. And I really love that he was able to share some points with you. I cannot wait until you're able to hear that episode, and you can find out a little bit more about the book. Now, if you would like to hear that, you can always go on over and visit my website at drangelachester.com. That's drangelachester.com. And click on Daily Spark with Dr. Angela. And you can find out a little bit more there. Bringing to you really good books is something that I enjoy. My mother loved to read books, and she passed on that passion to me as well. There's nothing exciting as being able to really find a good book. If you've never found a good book, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you've never found a good book. You have to find that book that you're like, oh my goodness, I cannot put it down. And I'm so excited that I have actually been able to find a few books like that. A Treasure Chest of Best Loved Poems by Doc James Lockhart. I tell you, it is just really, really awesome that he has done that, and to be able to pass the time in a positive way. So many of us are still observing some form of stay at home or quarantine, depending on where you live. And right now in the world, during this COVID-19 pandemic, we need to have those things to be able to entertain us. If you are in an area where your life is almost back to normal and things are pretty much going on as usual, it's hard to believe or even fathom that there are people that are experiencing thousands of cases a day. Well, if you are somewhere like that, please continue to stay in. Please be safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. And you know what I'm going to tell you? Get a good book. Any book that we suggest here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela is always available for you on Amazon. Now, it doesn't matter how you're choosing to listen to this broadcast, be it that you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, or perhaps you're listening on TuneIn or Stitcher, or you're on any of the other platforms. Thank you so much for tuning in and making our show a success. Do me a favor, if you would. Go on and subscribe. We want you to be a faithful listener, but we also want for you to be able to get the notifications when we have a new show on. Secondly of all, if you really enjoy a broadcast, if you like it, go on and give us a thumbs up. Give us 5 stars. If you enjoyed the conversation that the author shared with us, go on and give us 5 stars. If you want to write a review and let the author know that you appreciated the information that they shared, go on and include that in the notes. Now, did you know that you can visit us on Facebook as well? We are on facebook.com/modernlivingonline. We want to hear from you. We want to know how much you are enjoying the programming. Is there something that you would like to hear? A topic that you would like for us to cover, definitely let us know that as well. So don't forget to pick up your copy of A Treasure Chest of Best Loved Poems by Doc James Lockhart. I'm sure that he would love to hear from you as well. Well, everyone, it is time for us to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out who has been visiting us from the leaderboard. We'll be back right after this.
We're home during COVID-19, but we're not alone. New Life Pastoral Counseling can help. For affordable Christian counseling, visit newlifepastoralcounseling.com or call 562-209-2083 today.
And we are back. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending some time with me here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela, Dr. Chester. We're just covering a book today, and I love that we are able to share that out with you. So who's on our leaderboard? Coming in the number one spot is my home country, the USA. Thank you for coming in the number one spot. Number two is the Philippines. You know what, Philippines? I remember when you made it on the board and you were in the number five spot for a while. Look at you. You are in the number two spot and you are holding it steady. I love it. Number three is the United Kingdom. Thanks, UK, for coming in the number three spot. I appreciate your tuning in. And the number four spot is Canada. Hey, Canada, thanks for coming in and the number four spot. Number five is Australia. Thanks, Australia, for coming in the number five spot. Now, you guys know that every now and again, I love to just look at the entire board that we have available here and find out who's listening from where. So, starting over here on the Americas, let's see. We have Canada, the U.S., Mexico, Colombia, Peru, Brazil, Argentina. Thank you for tuning in. As we make our way east, we are looking at Norway. Thank you. Sweden, Russia, Denmark, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, Poland, Austria, Hungary, Italy, Switzerland, France, Spain, Portugal, Morocco, the Ivory Coast, Ghana, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Namibia, South Africa, Kenya, Ethiopia, Egypt, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, and New Zealand. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in. I appreciate you all. Well, may you continue to not only be in good health, may you have great mental health, but more importantly, you guys, may you find a really great book. Until next time, everyone, have a great day.